If you're a chocolate lover, the results of a new health study may come as a sweet surprise. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on what scientists found when they evaluated the eating habits of thousands of people over many years, some who ate milk chocolate and others who preferred dark.
The idea that chocolate may offer some health benefits is not new. Cacao is loaded with compounds called polyphenols that may help fend off inflammation and even help improve our moods. Now, a new study finds people in the habit of eating a little dark chocolate, about an ounce a day, at a 21% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to people who don't consume it. Here's study author Chi Sun of the T.H. Chan School of Public Health at Harvard University.
To be honest, we are a little bit surprised to see that this is a really significant difference between dark chocolate and milk chocolate.
Among people who regularly ate milk chocolate, there was no reduction in the risk of diabetes, which Sun says isn't a big surprise given what it's made of.
We know it contains a lot of sugar, saturated fat, and has lower contents of cocoa.
Over the course of many years, milk chocolate lovers tended to gain weight, which contributes to the risk of diabetes, whereas dark chocolate eaters did not. This may help explain the findings, and there's also research to show that dark chocolate can help improve insulin sensitivity in healthy people. Insulin sensitivity is a measure of how well a person's cells are responding to insulin, which is the hormone that regulates blood sugar. Jeffrey Tessem is a researcher at Brigham Young University.
Prediabetes leading into diabetes is a huge risk factor in terms of overall health and overall quality of life.
Tessem says when people develop diabetes, the problem starts with the beta cells, which produce insulin in our bodies. Tessem and his collaborators did a lab study where they gave the compounds found in dark chocolate to beta cells to see how they'd respond.
And what we're able to show is that the beta cells are able to release insulin at a better rate, which would then result in greater clearance of the blood sugar.
Tessem says it's too soon to say whether it works the same way in our bodies, but the results are yet another signal that these compounds in dark chocolate may be beneficial. But here's an important caveat. Dark chocolate seems beneficial in moderation.
It wasn't huge amounts of dark chocolate that the individuals were consuming. It was around an ounce.
Enough to get the benefits while also enjoying the pleasure of a nice piece of dark chocolate. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.